Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, today we're going to be talking about historic Rock Hill, with its brand spanking new director, Jennifer Sandler, and the aging director of the board of, Chip Hutcherson. Chip Hutcherson, easy now, who is not only a member of the board of directors, but is a chair of the board of directors. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so Jennifer, ladies first, tell us a little bit about you, if you would.
Well, thank you so much for having us here today. So I started with Historic Rock Hill July 1st, so it's been just about 2 months, two eventful, exciting months. I'm from Charlotte originally, but I've lived but I've lived in Rock Hill for about 6 years now. I came to Rock Hill by way of Winthrop, and I was in the International Center at Winthrop for about 5 years before I started teaching. And I did that after I had my son, and it was a great way to kind of be in the Winthrop community but still be able to raise my son when he was really little. But I needed a new challenge because life is dull without challenges. And I came across this position, and I kind of fell into my lap, and it looked too good to pass up, and I'm really excited to be here. So it's a great organization and a great group of people that are that participate in it, and we do really exciting things that I'm looking forward to talking about.
Good. Now, does he need any introduction? Of course he does. Because there have been so many new people who have moved to this community that they don't know about the legendary Chip Hutcherson.
Come on, man. Easy now. Easy now.
He's wearing, by the way, his Panther Blue hat. Very nice.
That's right. My name's Chip Hutcherson. I live here in Rock Hill. I'm a financial professional. I have my wife and I've been married, and I have two for about 30 years. I think it's 33 years. She's listening.
Get it right.
Got two adult children.
You know when your anniversary is?
June 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't miss it, did you?
Nope. I don't. Was it this past June? Yeah. No, I didn't miss it. She reminds me.
All right. Two boys?
Got two adult children. Yep. One's living in Charleston area, and my youngest is actually about to move out to Texas.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
the buildings are tall and money is life.
That's Woo! Right, yeah.
Texas. Okay. So we're here to talk about historic Rock Hill. And I always like to start at the beginning so people who don't know have any knowledge about what we're talking about can understand what the topic is. So who wants to jump in with a history lesson on historic Rock Hill? Like, when did it start and what does it do?
Well, I'll give the brief synopsis. Historic Rock Hill actually started as the Midtown Preservation Committee, and it was some folks on East Main Street that got tired of having to sit on the zoning board to try to fight to stop the city from turning a lot of those older buildings into business districts, and they ended up hanging out enough together they decided to form Historic Rock Hill, and over the years we've evolved to where we are today.
So when we look at historic districts, we've got multiple historic districts in Rock Hill?
Yeah. So specifically the Hampton Street, Marion Street area, then the East Main Street area. I think College Avenue where is not yet, but Stephen Turner says he wants it to be.
Yeah, I think I was told recently that the College Avenue people all got together a couple of decades ago and fought against making it a historic district.
Really?
They really put their... They really fought that, and they won. So actually, College Avenue is not a historic district.
So now that you're a resident of College Avenue, have you started to rekindle the flame?
You know, I haven't. We painted our house a bright blue color, and I don't know if that would have passed muster. So, but we could definitely look into that if people were interested.
So when you create a historic district, what happens to the properties within that district? They pretty much have to stay the way they are. You can't undergo radical changes. What?
Yeah, it's part of the city of Rock Hill is taking ownership of that now for those areas. So there's, you know, certain you got to keep the house and the building in the way that it was originally. You can't do a lot of modifications to change it from its original architecture and look.
And if you have ideas for that, you have to go to them to get a variance of some kind.
Yeah, I think Janice Miller is the historic preservation specialist with the city of Rock Hill, and she's super knowledgeable and seems really reasonable. Her job isn't to make people's lives more difficult. It's just to kind of help maintain the character of the community. And from what I know about her is that she tries to work with homeowners.
Is that also when you take a look at the East Town Neighborhood Association? You know, they're building three new houses. I guess when the plans for those houses were on paper, they would have to get a sign-off, I guess, from Historic Rock Hill?
Yeah, Historic Rock Hill's no longer involved with that aspect.
I'm sorry.
The city handled that, yeah.
Okay.
The Historic Architectural Review Board, I think is what it's called.
Right.
Okay. All right, so here we are. We're talking about the Historic Rock Hill, which is y'all. You have, besides the great big old white homestead, right there at Charlotte Avenue and White Street, do you all have other properties that you have title to? No.
Nope. The White Home keeps us busy enough. So I think that's all we can manage at the moment, and it's such a beautiful spot, and I don't think we're yearning for more.
So how much fun is it to keep up the old girl that's about 175, 180 years old?
Yeah, she doesn't look her age. She looks really good, but she requires a lot of work. So we are constantly in need of assistance to keep her up to date. And just for example, we had Barton and Mallow, one of our sponsors, come out recently, and they were so kind to actually put in a new handicap ramp for us. Our old one was rotten and definitely not in good working order. And there are a lot of projects like that we need done at the White Home. But it's beautiful. And if you haven't been to see it, it's definitely worth a visit.
Well, needless to say, COVID has put a pinch on everybody. And I know a couple of events that you normally are held right there in the grounds of the White Home, they just haven't happened. I mean, they have not happened. And it's too bad because I don't know how many acres that whole thing is, but
it's 8 or 9 acres.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very nice to stroll around there. Mm-hmm. Lots of trees, lots of cover. And when you hold events, fundraising events over there, they're well attended and people enjoy themselves. So, with that being said, we know you didn't do anything in 2020. Did you have things planned for 2021 that are kind of going bye-bye now?
So we did have our beer and wine trail that was supposed to be at the Lowenstein Building in August that we unfortunately had to cancel. But we are redoubling our efforts on our oyster roast, which is on October 21st, and that will be an outside event at the White Home. And tickets will be available for purchase soon, but it's going to be a great event. It's been a great event in the past, and we didn't have it last year, so we're really eager to have it this year.
Yeah, just bring some extra oysters, because I was there a couple of years ago. And
I know. Believe me, that is that. Top of the list, is to make sure that there are enough
oysters. I have my own shucker.
Yeah, just for you, Manning.
I get my own thing. I got my own glove. Yeah.
We might have a name plate.
I've heard people elbow other people out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, question about that. Yeah. Don't you think you've had enough? You've had 24. Don't you think you had enough? But those are fundraisers, right?
Yes, definitely.
For the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
So your dollars that come in are all the result of fundraisers, or do you get grants or whatever?
We've definitely received grants in the past. We get money from the ATAX.
Membership.
So to because we bring tourists to Rock Hill, we get some money back from the city for that. We have fundraisers. We do tours of the home as well. We have events. Obviously, events are a huge part of how we raise money. So Matt Starnes with Hospitality Butler is in charge of all of our special events. And we have lots of weddings and birthday parties, corporate events, corporate retreats, and things of that nature. So that's a really big portion of how we fund ourselves and our initiatives in the community.
So you can rent the premises.
Absolutely, yes.
For weddings,
yes.
Or for a conference. He has to
spread
understand.
The word.
Huh?
Spread
yes,
the word.
Spread the
well,
word.
You're spreading it right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I can't, I mean, I've been in the main floor. I can't remember the configuration of the home. But you've got a big enough room for, let's say, I don't know, 2 dozen people to sit down and have a meeting of some kind?
We do. We have a large conference room upstairs, and then it's mostly an outdoor venue. So for weddings and birthday parties, we work with our vendors to set up, you know, whatever our clients would like, and it's absolutely beautiful. We have outdoor tents and lighting, and it's just a very beautiful atmospheric space.
So do you find out all this information about rentals on our website?
Yes. So if you check us out at historicrockhill.com, we have information there. We are also on Instagram at Historic Rock Hill and the White Home and on Facebook, too. So if you're interested, check us out there. We are in the process of redoing our website. So we are hoping by the end of September we should have a brand new, shiny, beautiful website.
All right. So now, are you the very first or are you the second, whatever, executive director?
No. So
no?
I'm actually director of community engagement.
Well, whatever.
and so I am not the first. I've had predecessors who have done an amazing work before me.
Director of community engagement. I like that. So your job is to be on shows like this to get
Absolutely.
The community engaged.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And get the word out about all of the wonderful things that we're up to and about our beautiful space at the White Home.
So you've been there 60 days.
Yes.
Just about. 59, but who's counting, right? And tell me about, I guess, your battle plan for getting the word out about we're here. We can do this for you. We can do that for you. Do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so since I've been here, you know, 59 days and counting, I've just been trying to learn so much about what our organization has done in the past and, you know, working with our board and our intern and, again, with Matt Starnes, our event coordinator, to kind of figure out where we want to go. And part of that is we've started a strategic planning process just this past week that will go throughout the end of the year. To kind of clarify what our vision is for this organization.
Yeah, Stephen Turner's actually leading that initiative for
mm-hmm. us. He'll do a good job, I can tell you that.
He will, yeah. Absolutely. But I think something that is important to me is definitely talking about the diverse voices in our community. So the different stories that we haven't told as often as we should. So one of those is the Catawba side of things. So, you know, making sure that those voices are heard, having different events with our Catawba neighbors and obviously with the African American community. So making sure that every story and every voice is heard.
So when you talk about a story that the Catawbas might want to tell, mm-hmm. it would be a story of their association somewhere way back with the White Home?
Yeah, so actually the land that the White Home is sitting on was Catawba land.
Ah.
So
all of this was.
Yeah, all of this was. Yeah. So, and, you know, and some of it's an uncomfortable story to tell sometimes, particularly with slavery at the White Home. But I think it's really important that we tell those stories.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, that's how we learn, right?
Right.
Is by telling stories. We don't try to change history.
Right.
As some places would. We just try to learn. From
right,
it.
Exactly.
And we are here in the South, and we have a connection to slavery,
right,
as most of the nation did in one way or another, but most so here. Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about this, are you trying to, are you reaching out, let's say, to the Catawba Indian Nation and saying, look, I'm here, this house is here, mm-hmm, you've got a connection to it, we want you to be part of rolling out a chapter that involves you. Is that what you're trying to do?
Absolutely. So I have been in contact with Lainey Buckley, who is actually a former student of mine and a good friend, and she is a Catawba herself, and she does a lot of outreach for them. And so we have kind of gotten together to discuss different ideas about how we can, you know, engage with them and, you know, on the White Home property, but also just, you know, go, perhaps going to them as well. And again, just learning from them. And I would love to have maybe some of their potters come and do a pottery sale, and so we can learn more about their, you know, their specific artistic craft. And, you know, just, again, just bringing different and diverse people to us and us going out to them.
You know, that pottery sale idea is a good one. And if you did it in the fall, you know, like in November or something, there's this thing called Christmas that happens every year. And people
never
are looking
at it.
How old is your son?
8'6".
You'll hear about it.
Oh, he knows.
He knows. Okay. But, I mean, seriously, they've had pottery sales here before. They've been very, very successful.
Definitely.
Very successful. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the African-American community, you doing the same thing there?
Yeah. So, again, Stephen Turner has been working with there's an African-American Cultural Center planning study.
Yep.
So, you know, working with them on an MOU so that we can kind of be a part of that process of helping perhaps a cultural center coming to fruition in Rock Hill, which is really exciting.
Gladys Robinson's involved. You know, she used to be a board member of Historic Rock Hill as well. So Stephen and Gladys are working really close on this initiative.
Is Gladys the lady who's at the Red House?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, I totally skipped over this. The White Home was the, what, very first structure in Rock Hill?
Definitely one of the first, if not the first.
Yeah, the cabin in the back.
The cabin.
Yeah, that was where Ann and George White actually moved into. They bought the property with that cabin on it back in 1837 when they got married. Mm-hmm. And then they've expanded throughout the years, or she did. She expanded.
And, of course, this is before Rock Hill was even incorporated.
That's right.
It was just
kind of
a crossroads. We were just right here. And if you want to know why we're called Rock Hill, just go out and talk to Bart Mello out of the Carolina Panther construction site, and they will show you why it's called
There's
Rock
a hill of rocks out there.
Definitely.
Might be a good idea to get them to bring some of those rocks, and you could sell those rocks at the White Home.
Hey. I actually really would love to have a boulder for my front yard.
Well, you could have a selection of one of many thousands that are out there.
Yeah. I am very sad that we don't have a Flint Hill anymore. So, you know, that Rock Hill, it was we had this giant Flint Hill where the old train station used to be.
Right.
And that was all demolished.
Urban renewal.
We were just talking about that before the show. All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Jennifer's all teed up. She's ready. She's practiced. She's just going to mesmerize everybody when we start telling you what we do here at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. The magical formula we're going to bellow out together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Historic Rock Hill is our topic. Jennifer Sandler is with us. She is the Director of Community Engagement, along with Chip Hutchison, who is the Chair of the Board of Historic Rock Hill. So we talked about the oyster roast. What is the date on that? Because I want to make sure that I get my ticket early.
Yes, October 21st.
October 20th. That's a Thursday, right?
Yes.
And what time do the oysters roll out?
Six. 6 to 9 p.m.
Which means 6 to 10 for other people, right? 6 to 10 to 9. 9 p.m. Okay, gotcha. All right, so what else you got cooking over there?
So we are partnering with Old Town Theater Company, and they are going to perform The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh boy.
Yes.
That's a great venue for there.
It is, absolutely. So they are going to be performing from October 28th through 30th and November 4th through 6th at the White Home. So it'll be an outdoor event. I would say check out their website, and we will also soon have information on ours about this event. And we're just hoping to get people out and in the Halloween spirit, which will be really exciting. we are partnering with the York County Arts Council.
Yeah.
And we're going to have the Old Town Night Market with vendors at the White Home on November 26th, which is the day after Thanksgiving. So to kind of kick off the Christmas shopping season.
That's a good idea.
And
you got the room there to spread them out. I mean, you got plenty of room.
Oh, definitely. And we will be decorated for Christmas by then, which is really beautiful at the White Home. And it's just a really fun event. We'll have wine to purchase, and so you can drink and shop and support local vendors as well as Historic Rock Hill.
Okay. Anything else popping up?
I think that's it for now. We'll obviously participate in Christmasville. I'm not sure at what capacity yet, but hopefully COVID doesn't derail these plans. So check out the website and our social media.
Santa Claus is bigger than COVID. I'll tell you that.
Definitely. I hope he got vaccinated, though.
Santa Claus doesn't have to worry about being vaccinated.
That's true.
He is Superman.
That's so true.
All right. So now, one of the things that I have loved is what Gary Williams has done down here at the Lowenstein Building. He created the Anderson Motor Company or Buggy Company exhibit, Buggies and Motor Company. But then he found a gentleman, a Clemson engineer, who has had a hobby of building a scale model of downtown Rock Hill pre-urban renewal. And that big old thing is now encased in glass at the Lowenstein Building. And my understanding is that this Clemson engineer is building another part.
No, it's already there.
It's already there.
Yeah. Jim Ferris is his name.
Jim
He's
Ferris.
Added the fourth component of it. It's amazing.
And it's got little, what are they, O-gauge trains running throughout.
Yeah. Yep.
They're smaller than HR. I mean, they're really. And it's fascinating to go in there and look at what Rock Hill used to be for people like myself who came post urban renewal, didn't know where the train station was, didn't know where Trade Street was, and all these other things. It's there. It's right there. So are you all at all hooked in with that thing?
Well, that display is Gary Williams was generous enough to allow us to have that display at the White Home when it was first being established while he prepared the space at the Lowenstein Building.
Okay.
Because Mr. Ferris ran out of room in his garage.
So that's how it all started.
So, and we, it was, and in our room at the White Home, we put up some other displays about Rock Hill during the 50s. And so now Gary's been generous enough to give us the wall space to actually add more stuff along the way. So we're going to use that space as kind of an extension of our home museum to kind of celebrate the history of Rock Hill.
Yeah, he's taken that that main floor, which is huge. Yeah. I mean, if you have not been to the Lowenstein Building, it's 40,000 square feet per floor.
Yeah.
Times four. And he's taken that whole main entrance area and turning it into something. I mean, they got some benches there. You can sit there and look at this big old model.
Well, where else? Think about all the traffic that's going to be in Rock Hill. The Rock
going
Hill
to
Sports
be.
And Event Center, when they have a full weekend, like this weekend I noticed, they're going to go to the restaurant. They're going to come out there, and everybody's going to enjoy and learn more about Rock Hill. So it's an excellent location, and Gary just very generous to let us have the space.
Well, it works out great. It's a wonderful, wonderful addition.
Yeah.
So you all are going to. So what are you going to do with your wall space that he's going to let you have?
Now we're in the middle of conversation with him as we speak. We're actually he's allowing us to do whatever we want with the wall, but we want to keep him in the loop.
No Panther logos, Chip.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be history one day, but we got to see it establish itself first. But, you know, I know we could have an OTS broadcasting place at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's history. You and Alan Miller are writing history as we speak in Rock Hill.
Anyway, you're going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Do you envision something that would maybe encourage people to take a little side trip up the street to come see the White Home?
Oh, absolutely. And we definitely welcome guests. And I do tours about the history of the home. The home and the history of the White family is really fascinating.
Oh, it is.
Anne White really was kind of the founding mother of Rock Hill. And she was, for most of her life, a single mom and managed to grow her empire in a really interesting and kind of unique for those times way. So we absolutely welcome visitors.
So if we wanted to get the Director of Community Engagement to give us a tour,
yes,
how is that accomplished?
So at this point, I give tours on Thursdays at 2 p.m. or the first Saturday of the month at noon. And I definitely recommend that you get in contact with me so that I can kind of know that you're coming and be ready for
it. How
you.
Do we accomplish that?
So you can email me at jsandler@historicrockhill.com and or check out our website. Again, that's historicrockhill.com.
Right.
So that you can learn about the tours. But I definitely love talking about the house. It's
Good.
A beautiful place.
And you might want to mention who taught you, who gave you your... Who trained you in tours?
Yeah, and make it quick because we're running out of time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Bill White.
Bill White, who
All right.
is actually an original.
And with that, we're going to wrap up the show, and thank you both. Chip Hutchison, Jennifer Sandler, thank you for being with us. HistoricRockHill.com is where you can find out more information and get yourself knowledgeable about a little bit of history here in Rock Hill. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, Jennifer, we know you did so well the first time. You're going to get to do it again. Are you ready now?
So
Fresh
ready.
Subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it is right there in those white letters. We're all going to say it together at the top of our lungs. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.